Israel and certain Arab countries of the Persian Gulf teaming up against Iran. This according to Israeli Channel 2 television, which stated that secret meetings have recently been held between Israeli and Arab officials. It added that these meetings come amid concerns from both sides regarding a possible improvement of ties between the U.S. and Iran.
Over the past few weeks, meetings have been held between senior Arab and Israeli officials. These meetings stem from a shared concern over a possible U.S.-Iranian deal. We have also heard that a senior Persian Gulf official has secretly visited Israel. Netanyahu is behind the formation of a front for concerned nations that might include some Persian Gulf Arab states.
Arab countries like Saudi Arabia are well known for their anti-Iranian stances. Saudi Arabia, along with Israel, strongly lobbied the U.S. to take military action against Syria. Both reasoned that the fall of Bashar al-Assad would deal a huge blow to Iran and the anti-Israeli resistance axis. In an interview with the Jerusalem Post last month, Israel's outgoing ambassador to Washington, Michael Oren, pointed to a confluence of interests with some of these Arab countries. Explaining Israeli support for Assad's fall, Oren said that Israel would prefer the bad guys not backed by Iran to those backed by Iran, and it hence preferred Al-Qaeda to Assad. He added that in the last 64 years, never has there been a greater confluence of interest between Israel and some Persian Gulf states, particularly with respect to Iran.
The Wahhabi perspective on Shiism is very, very negative, almost to a point where they don't consider them Muslims. I think they think that their relation with Israel could lead to pressuring the United States to change its new position.
But Israeli and Saudi lobbying for a U.S. strike on Syria was unsuccessful and revealed the limits of power, even of groups like the Israeli lobby AIPAC. And now in the case of Iran, following the historic phone call between Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and his U.S. counterpart Barack Obama, Washington has also rebuffed its traditional allies. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said it would be a malpractice not to test diplomacy with Iran. Experts imply that now it would serve Washington's vital interests to improve ties with Iran, even if it meant angering Israel and Saudi Arabia.
Iran geopolitically plays a more important role, you know, with Pakistan, Afghanistan, Central Asia, and so forth. And they need Iran in order to have a smooth withdrawal from Afghanistan as well.
In what appeared to be an expression of fear regarding possible U.S.-Iranian rapprochement, Netanyahu intensified his Iranophobic language. In an interview with NBC television, Netanyahu went to the extreme of calling the Iranian leadership a cult that is wild in its ambition and aggression. The somewhat newfounded positive atmosphere between Iran and the West appears to have left no room for doubt about the true nature of the agendas of some Arab states. These Arab states appear prepared to join forces with anyone, including Israel, the traditional enemy of the Arab world, in order to take on Iran. But on the other hand, even such an Arab-Israeli front may not be enough this time to influence U.S. policy. Ali Rizk, Press TV, Beirut.